V'yim tachteo tamen habheris. Mashma, when you first saw the beheris, the neg on your body, and tachas means if it still stays there. If the neg still stays in this place, does not go away, so you see, tachas means an extension. The kedusha is still staying here. The neg is still staying here. So therefore, tachas na mishna could mean tamura. And also the Gemara says, the yachuli, it could also mean a lashon of an exchange. The pasuk says in Yeshayo, tachas ha-nechoshes avizov. Instead of the nechoshes, I'm taking away the nechoshes, and I'll bring gold instead. So you see, tachas is lashon of a chilul. The hilkach, therefore, it's like this. The word could mean both, so it depends on what we're talking about. Hilkach. Ga be-kotshim mizbeach. When we're talking about a regular korban, kotshim mizbeach. The avdin in tamura. Now there is a parash of tamura by a regular korban. Lishnan de atfusehu. If somebody says a behem is chulin, zu tachazu, you meant to say you want to be typhus. You want to extend the kedusha on the korban onto this chulin to make tamura here. But ga be-kotshim mizbeach. We're talking about just kotshim mizbeach. Lay of din and tumura. There's no way to extend the kedusha onto something else. By bedik abayis, there's no kedusha's tumura. And so then, when he says the word tachav, then we say lishtan yachulei enichem atakel lashon of achulein. He means to make mechalit to take off the kedusha there and put it onto here. So in the time, the word tachav could mean both things. It depends what parsha or what you're talking about. All right, yeah, we'll stop. Yeah, we're holding up Chav Zayin Yom Aleph. And we just got finished saying Miyashiv that the word Tachas could mean both things. Tachas could mean Atzfosa, a Lashon Tamura. And Tachas could also mean a Lashon Chilul, you want to take off the Gedusha. So was the Teretz here, that Hilkach, what Gabi, second line, Hilkach, Gabi, Kotchim is Beach, Tiavdin and Tamura, that if you say Zu Tachazu, you could take, you could be Moisef Kedusha, make it in Tamura, which said Lishta the Atfusu, it means Lashon of Tamura. But Gabi Kotcher Bedekabai is the Lay of Din and Tamura, they cannot make Tamura, so therefore we say Lishta the Achulihu, you mean to make a Chilul, to take the Kedusha off the Bedekabayis, and to put it onto here, so therefore the word Tachas could mean both. Then the Mor says, Amar Rava says, Afilu Bekotcher Mizbeach. There could even be a case by kotchim mizbech also. We have a regular korban, mishkachas lo lishna diachulihu. That still, when you say tachas, you mean to make a chilul to take off the gedusha, and you do not mean to make a tamura. What's the case? Kegoin shahoya hegdish balmum. Let's say you have a korban that's a balmum. So the pshat is first the korban had a gedusha saguf, now became a balmum. So before you poider it, we had before alochom that really you could make tamura, because it came from a kedusha zaguf. So Shalom, you said the word tachas now, what should this word tachas mean? Really there are two things you could do now. You could still make tamura, but since it's a bal mum, you could also say it means a lashon chilul, that you want to remove the kedusha and be mechal it onto this other behema. So chur the svar is, we say you mean a lashon of chilul, because I will soon see Gemara svar later. That if a person could do something beheter or do something bisa, mistami means beheter. That to make tamura, it's an aveira, you get malchus for it. To say a lashon of chilul, that you're allowed to do. So since here the word tachas could apply both ways, most probably means a lashon chilul here. And therefore there's no aveira, it just means to take the kedusha off this balmum. The Gemara soon says, Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says like this, Afilu b'balmum nami mishkachas no lishnin diachulei. He, Rashi, says also that even by a bal mum, we could also find that the word tachas means a lishon diachulei. O mishkachas lishon datfusei, it could also mean lishon of atfusei. It could mean both lishonos that we just said. Really, if you have a behema that was first a kedushas aguf, a korban oila, and then it became a bal mum. So now that it's a bal mum, if you have a behema schulin, you could do one or two things with it. Either since the ul oila is a bal mum, you could be poider it. So you could say, giving this famous chul now for pidyon, or else you can make tamura. So if Rashi says, it depends what you're doing, really the word tachas could mean both ways. So by balmum, you could find lishna diachulei, that you mean just to redeem the balmum, and you're not doing an aveira. And also mishkachas lishna datfusi, could also mean lishna vatfosa, that you mean to make the chulin into tamura. What's the difference? Let's like this. Let's say yodai akodesh. Let's say you put your hands on the korban itself, then chol heavy, Then we say, Lechura, what you meant to say, if he hands on the korban and you say, Zu, Tacha, Zu, what you meant to say is to make it chulin. Because you wanted to make a chulnik, a chil here. And you want to take the gedusha off this famous hegdish, off this balmum, and make the other one instead of it. So it'll be okay. What's going to be yodda yachoyel? Let's say you put your hands on the behemah chulin you have here. And you say now, on this one, zutach azus, what you meant to say was, kredish avi. What you meant to say was, you want this to have a gedusha. You don't care about the other one, the balmum. You don't mean to take the kedusha off that one, but you just mean to add kedusha on this one. That would mean a lashon of tamura. So it depends which way you put your hands on it, which one you have your hands on. What do you mean? Do you mean lashon chulin, or do you mean a lashon of tamura? Boy, abaya, abaya is a shah like this. What's going to be? Hoyu lufon of shtei behemis. The verse has in front of him two animals shal kodesh, two kabonis, balas mum. Both of these two kabonis became a balmum. And he has two animals in front of him that are chulin, but they're tmimas, they're complete. And v'yom, he says like this, haray elu tachas elu. He says, these tmimas should be instead of the other ones. So now, ma'am, we can have a shalom. What does he mean here? Again, since it's kodesh a balmum, it could make tamura, and it could also make chilul. So what do you mean to say here? So it's like this, miyama, do I say, liat fusei v'loki, that the person means to make tamura here. We said before, tachas could mean the lashon of tumur also. Now since these are tmimos here, maybe you meant to say you want these to become kodesh also. You want to make a tumura. And that's not very, you get malchus for it. Or dilma, maybe no. Kol hecha, diika hetero, leishavak inish hetero v'yavari sura. Since it's possible to say the word tachas here would mean a lashon chilul, that you mean you want to just take off the gedusha off the balmum and put it onto these kabonis, which that's not a navera. So maybe that's the svara. Since the person could mean a heter, we always say he would not leave over that and do the issa. There's a svara to say he meant lashon chilul. Lahura, that was the svara we had before in the beginning of the Gemara. That was Rava's svara. That where it could means both, mistom, it means the heter. Now, v'yim timson, if you want to tell me that this svara is true, that's called heicha, diika heter, whenever it's possible to do something that's muta, it's heter. A person doesn't leave that over and do the issa. What's going to be like this? What's going to be? Hoyu lefon of shtei behemis or kodesh. Person has in front of him two behemis of kodesh. He had two behemis of korbanis. V'yachas miyem balas mum. And just one of them was a balmum, and one of them was a tamima. U'shtei behemis shachul. He has now two behemis kulun in front of him. Again, also v'yachas miyem balas mum. So now v'yom, and the person says like this: Harei elu tachas elu. These two chulin should be tachas, the two behemoths of kachim. So ma, what's the locher over here? Mi yama, do I say like this? That tmimo tachas tmimo. That you want to say the behemoth chulin of tmimo should be instead of the behemoth tmimo, which there you could only make tamura. The behemoth korban, that's a tam, you can't be poider it. So since the korban is a tmimo, pshita, when you say tachas, you mean to make tamura. So latfusei, latfusei. He meant to say what to be matfis. Miyamimah tmima tachas tmima and latfusei. And also balas mum tachas balmum liyachulei. That would be one svara. That lemais he meant one on one. So the behema that's kochin, that's a tam, for sure you mean to make tamura. The question is the other behema that's a balmum, do we say you mean only to make a chil that's a muta? Or do we maybe know here it's worse? Maybe tmima dechulin tachas balmum de hegdish. The behemoth tmima dechul, you mean to say tachas the behemoth of hegdish, which you mean to say of tamura, and balas mum dechulin tachas tmimas de hegdish, you mean to say. For tavayu loki, like maybe you mean both of them to become tamura. And the svar would be here is that since lemaisa one of them for sure is an avera, so since you're doing an avera already, maybe you need to make both of them into tamura. Before the svar was, when you're only doing one way, and we don't know if you meant heter or issa, so for sure you meant heter. But here, since you're doing both of them, and one for sure is issa, so since we see you don't care about making tamura, maybe the other one is also tamura. Or maybe no, one yes and one not. Now further, v'yim timslem, if you want to tell me, v'yim timslema, that kol heicha diika hetera, lo yavri sura v'lachulehu, Even in this case, we have two in front of you. Even though one of them for sure is Temura. But since the second one, where the korban was a Baal Mum, you could mean Tachas just to make a Chilul, to take off the Kedushin and Smuta. And if that's what you mean, you mean to do the Heta Tegura and you won't get the second Malkus for the Baal Mum. But what's going to be like this? Hoye lefon of Sholosh Bemis. Let's say you have three Bemis in front of you. Shel Kodesh, three Kabonis. The Yachas Miem Baalas Mum. One of the three is a Baal Mum and two of them are not. So the two that are not Baal Mum, for sure you mean to make Temura. Just the third one's a Suffolk. And also the Sholosh Bemis of Chulin. You have three Bemis in front of you of Chulin. Tamimus, all three are Tamimus. The Yomani says, Loshen Areelo Tachaselo, these three instead of those three. What's the Lachia? Me, I'm going to do, I say, Me the Tamimus, Tachas Tamimus. Latfusai, these two Kabonis that are Tamimus. For sure, when you say that the Chulin, the Katmimus, should be Tachas them, it could only mean Tamura, because you can't take off the Gdusha off a Tam, a Korban at a Tam. So since two out of the three, you mean to make Tamura, so as far would be, Tamimus Nami Tachas Balasumim is also Latfusai. It's like it's Botel Barev like. Since you have Rove with them, it's Tamura, so the third one also makes Tamura. It's like Botel Barev. Or Dilma, maybe no, still the Svar is Hokinami, that Kolhecha Dika Teira. Since it's possible, just for this third one, the Korban that's a Baal Mum, it's possible to say that when you're saying Tachazu, you mean to take the Kedusha off with you, Mechal the Kedusha. Since it's possible, again, the Svar would be, Le'ovid Isura, the Yontu Isura, Fihi Basraisa Lechule Heve, that the third one, you mean just to be mechalit, to take the Kedusha off the Baalas Mum, and put this one instead, it would not be an Avera. So that's the Shaila, since two is Issa, maybe Rav is Issa, the third one is bottled to it, also you mean it, or maybe still you can make a difference. Now the last Shaila is, V'yim Tim Slevi, if you want to tell me, Hochinam, even though two was the Issa, but still, Kivon the Akati Garva Le Yischazik Bisura, since he did not do it three times yet, he only did it two times, it's not called a chazaka. It's only rove times. Still, I'd say maybe that Lashave Katera Vyavri Surah does not leave all the heter and do the Issa. Since Lamais, they didn't do it yet three times, it's not a muhsak to do the Aver of Tamura. But what's going to be like this, though? Boy Ravashi, Ravashi has a shout like this. What's going to be? Ho Yulafon of Arba Behemus, Shokodish. This person has in front of him four Kabonis here. V'yachas men Baalas Mum, just one of them, just the fourth one is a Baal Mum. And then he has V'arba Behemish Shachulin. And V'yoma, the person says, Re'elu Tachas Elu, these four are Tachas the other four. So now, what's the locha here? Ho'chavadi, one svar is for sure over here. Kivon di'ischaz di'gavri b'yisurei, since this person, the three of them, are Kabonis that are Tamimois, for sure he needs to make Tamura. It's like he's doing the Avera of Tamura three times already. It's like a Chazak already. Because since this person is Ischazi to do the Isra of Tamura, Loki Biabo Malkis, he'll get four Malkis in. It's like for sure the fourth one also he meant to make Tamura ready. Aduma maybe knows, still we could have the Svara to say that Af Agav the Ischazik Bisura, even though the person did the Avera three times already, these three Kabonas that are Tamimois, when he's saying by the Behemoth Chulin, Zu Tachazu, he means for sure Tamura, but still by the fourth one, since there the Korban is the Baal Mum, it's possible you mean to make a Lashon of Chilul, yes, still would say, Loishavik Inish, that their person does not leave over the fourth one that could be done to Heter, V'yavri Surah, and do it the Yisura. Maybe he doesn't do that. He doesn't do the Yisra. V'yavri Basrai Salachulei, and Heve. And therefore the last one should only be Lashon of Chilul. So take, Nechnami, that's a take. The last Shal is a take. When he has four of them and three of them is Tamura, do I say the story is a Schazik B'Yissa? Or maybe still no, it's not a Schazik, and the fourth one is Lehetera. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be Imhoisa Hegdish Balmum Yotz L'Chulim? The end of the Mishnah says, what's going to be if the Hegdish itself was the Balmum, and you take a Behemoth Chulim, you say Zu Tachazu? So the Mishnah says it's Yotz L'Chulim. That what you meant to do was to make a Chilul here. He meant to say to the Baal Mum, your Kedusha should go off, and the Behemoth Chulin comes instead. And the Mishnah says, though, with Sarach Lassas Damim, that let's say the Korban was worth $100, and this Behemoth Chulin here is only worth $50, so it's not really good, the pidyon, because you didn't pay $100, so you still have to pay another $50 to add up to exactly how much the Hegdish was worth. So the Gemara says it's a Machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says that Yotza L'chulun Devat Torah, that Midiraisa, even though this chulun is only worth $50, and the korban is worth $100, so what? Midiraisa is called a good chilul, it could be mechal the hegdish, and the kedusha goes off the korban onto this famous chulun Midiraisa. That the Mishnah says, but Tzorach last is done, he still has to pay the extra $50, that's only Midirayim. Midirabbanan, the Rabbanan the Gadin, it's not nice for Hegdish to lose out, so Midirabbanan we tell you, you still pay the extra money to Hegdish. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. However, Rash Lakish, Rash Lakish says no. Rash Lakish, Omar, Af Tzorach, last is done in the Vatar. He also no. Rash Lakish says, Midirayis, it's not called a good pigeon. You can't be mechal this korban if you don't put chulin the same value. So if it's only worth $50, the pigeon is not chal until you add another $50. So where says, let's say, b'maya skin, what are we talking about the Mishnah? What's the weirdest machlokes of Yochanan Shlokish? Inayim, if you want to tell me, I know, we only gypped hegdish 1/6. That you pay the sixth less than you're supposed to. That this behemoth chulin is worth only 1/6 less than the behemoth hegdish. For the Gemara, Baha name of this, you want to tell me, Rish Lakish, as Tzorach Lasses Dom and Dvat Torah, is it possible to say that Rish Lakish would hold that there's an Isser Oinoa by Hegdish, that if you jip Hegdish 1/6, that the Dinish will have to pay it back? Is that true? That's by regular person, it's true. By a Hedjit, is that way. If you jip somebody 1/6, that's called Oinoa, that the Mechir is Chal, just you have to pay back the sixth. So Mori asks, is the possible Shlokish holds like this Behegdish also? For your Tanan, we learned the Gemara in the Mishnah in Bab Metzia that says, Eilu Dvorm Shein Lehem Aino, these are the things that do not have the Yisr Aino upon it. And it says clearly, Hu Avodim, Fi Ashtoris, Fi Akakois, Fi Hegdeshois. Yisr says clearly, Behegdish, there's no Yisr Aino. Meaning to say, even if you jip Hegdish 1/6, you do not have to pay the money back. It's not like a regular Hedjit. So how could Rish Lakish say here in our Mishnah, means Midiraisa, on the Din Oino? Here it's a Mishnah that says, there's no Din Oino by Hegdish. So where it says, Elo Abito Mekach. Maybe the Machlokes of here, Rishon Rish Lakish, is where you jipped Hegdish more than a sixth. So then the Locha by a regular person is, if you jip him more than a sixth, then the bit of the Mekach is bottled. So Mechir is bottled, like a Mekach toys. Not only do you have to pay back the money, but the whole Mechir is bottled. So maybe that's where it's a machlokes here by Hegdish, where you jipped Hegdish more than a sixth. So that Mishnah, the Bar Metzia, only means when you jipped exactly a sixth. But if you jipped them more than a sixth, then Mishlokes says, Midiraisa, the Mechir is bottle, and the pidyon won't be chal unless you add the money Midiraisa. So where's Elo Abito Mekach? So where says, if so, Piho, if that's the Pshat the machlokes, Behold, name Rav Yechon, Tzorach Lasa Dom Midrayim, is it true that Rav Yechon says, even when you jip Hegdish more than a sixth, like there's no bitl nekach midiraisa, and you're telling me now midiraisa, it's a good chilul. It's only with the Rabbanon you have to pay back the money, is that true? I'll prove to you not that way. That goof is a machlekes. Mor says, I, Bo Omar, Rav Yemi says, that al kakoyis